From the Keenan Flagler School at UNC Chapel Hill is Gerald Cohen to talk about a couple of things. Gerald, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jeff?
Not bad at all. Well, I want to start with this here. We're going to talk about healthcare in just a second, but it was released today by a firm that companies have cut almost 1 million jobs this year. That's the most since the pandemic. And isn't this a bit of a dichotomy since there are rising profits for many companies?
So it's a very good question. I was just looking at that data earlier today, and one of the things there's been a concerning increase in layoff announcements. Now, one question is, are announcements going to lead to actual layoffs? But I think this is, in some respects, this is. I'm going to take the inverse of your question, which is that companies are worried about their profitability and maybe how much tariffs are impacting their profitability, and so as a result, are trying to cut their workforce to maintain their profitability. Now we can talk about the social questions of that, but I think maybe that could be one of the reasons why they're looking to cut their staff.
Yeah, and perhaps bracing for what may be ahead, in fact. As for why we brought you on here today regarding healthcare premiums, and certainly many families around the state could be looking at yet another financial challenge because of what the government shutdown is centered around, which is healthcare tax credits. Are rising subsidies anything new for areas or for families in the Triangle?
Are you saying rising healthcare costs or
rising premiums
are not new for many people. There's been a general increase in the cost of healthcare, and that's getting passed through into higher healthcare premiums. And the big issue and related to the shutdown is that there's been a subsidy to healthcare premiums, and that is going away in 2026. And so everybody who is on the Affordable Care Act marketplace are looking at significant increases in healthcare premiums, and talking about 2 to 3 times, increases, that will double or triple. And a colleague of mine told me that his daughter saw 5 times increase in their healthcare premiums. So that is the major sticker shock that is going on now that the ACA, November 1st, people are looking at their choices for next year if you're under the Affordable Care Act.
That's going to lead to several dominoes falling because people are going to have to start making decisions about their spending, and that could impact the overall economy.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. People are going to say, do I continue to pay these healthcare premiums? And if so, what am I going to have to cut? Another option is, do you say I'm going to go without healthcare? And that has implications because generally, if you have fewer people without healthcare insurance, you have a less healthy population, and then people get stuck with if they go to the hospital, these horrendous bills, or the hospitals or the state ends up, or the federal government ends up paying it the hard way, and so the prospects don't look very good.
That's unfortunate, and it comes at the time of the holidays too, where people are making decisions about what to buy for Christmas toy for their little ones and for other loved ones too. So
that's exactly right. I think people might say, while this is only going to take effect in 2026, people might look at this and say, wait a second, I have to start saving up now.
Yeah. Gerald Cohen from the UNC Keenan Flagler Institute, chief economist. A lot to talk about here in a short amount of time. Gerald, thank you so much for comprising all of it here, and we'll talk again soon. Take care.
Thanks. You too.